awesome.
Breaking news on today's brand new Matt and CJ. Sorry if I messed you up there, CJ. You wanted to come straight into the clip. But breaking news.
Leanne,
here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Austin Public Health has announced earlier today that we are now moving back to stage 4 of that agency's risk-based guidelines. So this is because we are seeing a decline in the hospital admissions lately because of the coronavirus, as well as the positivity rate for tests coming back showing people have COVID-19. We had been at the highest level, stage 5, for quite some time. And now because of these encouraging trends, we are moving back to stage 4.
We did it, ladies and gentlemen. We did it. I don't know the difference. I mean, who sponsors Stage 4? Is that the HEB stage? Is that the
yeah,
Dell
I think
stage?
So.
Who's it? Samsung? Who's got the Stage 4?
I mean, let's just say Ramblers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rambler, congratulations. You're now the sponsor of Stage 4. Congrats, everybody. We have brought it down from red to orange, I think,
just
or something like that.
Just a little bit lower. Yeah, the doomsday clock goes from midnight to 11:55.
Yeah. Now, some of you out there probably think, oh, I had a lot to do with bringing it down. I've been really good. I've been washing my hands. I've been wearing my mask.
Mm-hmm. Haven't been kissing strangers.
I got vaxxed. I'm going to let you know something. Shove it. Stuff it right up your booty hole because you had nothing to do with bringing it. I will tell you who helped bring these numbers down. And it's my Uncle Jack.
Oh, I was going to say Joe Biden, Governor Abbott, Joe
Rogan. No. My Uncle Jack spent months eating horse dewormer. You wouldn't believe the hours he's put into doing research on TikTok. He's been drinking bleach mixed with hydrogen peroxide. He's the one that has turned these numbers in a positive direction. And it seems like nobody's giving him the credit he deserves.
Well, that's what we're here for, to correct these wrongs.
Yeah. You know what he's also done? He's let us all know about 5G and the stuff that 5G is doing to us.
Okay.
He's done that by texting me via his 5G phone. Anyway.
His microchipped phone in your pocket with a tracker that gets 5G.
They're trying to put microchips in our veins that'll track us. Hey, Uncle Jack, you don't realize you carry a phone around with you everywhere with push notifications. It's tracking you everywhere you're going.
Even when it's off.
Yeah. And you're paying for that. Like good money, like $100 a month. I'm kidding. I don't know. Does a Cricket phone track you? Not Cricket. What is it? Well, Jitterbug.
Any one of those.
Remember the Jitterbug. Remember the Jitterbug phone? Anyway, congrats to all of us bringing those numbers down. You out there who are being safe, it's appreciated. It's noted. And we're heading back down. If we can get ourselves back down around 3 and 2 where we were earlier in the year, it'll be nice. We
can
get back to
get it back down before it spikes back up to 5 again.
I don't know. I'm hoping we won't see another big spike. There's a possibility that we could not see another big spike. Experts are telling us that. We need to just get the vax numbers up a little bit higher, and I think people are headed that direction, you know. We have FDA approval on one of the shots now, and I think that was what some people were holding out on.
Yeah.
And they'll feel better about it. Anyway, my fingers are crossed that we'll all do the best thing. The numbers still in Travis County have been, by and large, compared to other counties in Texas, we've been beating them.
Been better.
And I think for the most part, people in Travis and Wilco have been a little smarter about things, and it makes me happy. I want us to get back to doing what we do best, which is rubbing on strangers.
Mm.
Having drinks on rainy and
getting
rubbing
sweaty,
on strangers.
Grinding.
Let's do it, Austin!
Baby!
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ.
Something sinister is going down at Six Flags.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know.
Beloved amusement park of our childhood.
Come on. This wouldn't be going on if Astroworld was still around. Let's go to a report from 2 weeks ago in Dallas, Fort Worth. After a string of bad happenings at Six Flags, this happened about 2 weeks ago.
At least one person is facing charges after several fights broke out at Six Flags over the weekend. Videos posted on Twitter show the fights involving several different groups Saturday night.
Looking at
parents vented their frustration.
Thousands of children pummeling each other.
Kids were trampled. Others called on the park to increase safety measures.
It's literally
Six
just
Flags
fights
released
everywhere.
A statement saying the park was closed early out of an abundance of caution that security and Arlington police cleared the park.
So did the giant fights. 18-year-old
Kendarick White of Fort Worth is facing charges of fighting, evading arrest, and resisting arrest.
Oh, I'm sure the one person
Six
was
Flags
responsible.
Six Flags had already beefed up security following a couple of incidents earlier this year.
Well, apparently you didn't beef it up enough. Huge fight. Now, clearly, you're a big organization like that. The word is out that there's a problem going on with Six Flags.
Yeah.
And luckily, here's what I love, though, is that large corporations are actually quite flexible. And when something like this happens, they can pivot quickly, get a problem
fixed. Fix the problems, yeah.
Just like that. Because I know, I guess Six Flags is back in the news today. Are they announcing a new plan to take care of things?
I think everything's good to go now. That was 2 weeks ago in Texas. This was this weekend in Maryland. Another news story. Let's see how well Six Flags has adjusted.
Okay.
And violence erupting at Six Flags in Prince George's County on Saturday night.
Oh,
the
no!
wild scene causing the annual Fright Fest to shut down early.
And both Six Flags in Prince George's County.
Not the annual Fright Fest.
Apparently, it's the now bi-monthly Fist Fest. That's what's going on.
Okay, we just watched two videos. The video you showed, there's a lot of fighting. There's some people going crazy.
Right.
And Six Flags said, we're going to get security. We're going to get on this. We're going to fix it. The video we just watched that just happened is not just a mass of people fighting. They are jumping on the hoods of cars.
Yes.
Smashing in windshields. I'm pretty sure someone is about to get curb stomped. Six Flags hasn't fixed much, have they?
No. Recent report came out that showed that violence and violent crime up 30% when you go from 2019 to 2020. That does not include this year yet. Who knows what will happen in 2021. But you take the rates in 2019, which were up a bit, all of the year 2020, skyrocketing. I think us being locked down
made people go crazy, which I don't get because you're at a theme park. Theme parks are supposed to be happy.
Happy!
But then you think about the paying for parking, the lines you got to wait in, the heat you're standing in, your kids are yelling and bitching. Now, you know, theme parks are not a place for happiness. They are a fight waiting to happen.
Well, it was terrible, too. In that one video, did you see that those two invisible dogs on a leash were attacking each other?
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Have you planned your holiday vacation yet? Have you got that on the books?
Thanksgiving, we have. Anything beyond that seems so far away. I'm already planning on maybe not living that long.
Yeah, here's the deal. If you haven't yet, you're screwed.
Really?
Yeah, according to an article on USA Today, the 2021 summer demand for rooms, for flights, for short-term rentals, absolutely skyrocketed.
Through the roof.
Through the roof.
We're
and
all
it's,
able to kind of do some traveling again. A lot of people missed last
year. People wanted to go out. They wanted to do stuff. And now they think it's going to surge, and there will be an even more elevated demand. In fact, it's showing that already right now, if you're trying to do something Christmas related, New Year's Eve related, especially kind of ski resort stuff, you might be screwed if that's in your travel plans. And it's not even October yet.
This is confusing to me. How would other people having a demand affect my private jet in any way?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're coming from that Matt Bearden money.
That's right.
Yeah. Lucky for you.
Doesn't everyone have a private jet?
I wish, man.
Yeah, I don't know how you end up doing this, except here's the thing. Even if this isn't true, everyone should clip this article because it's a great way to not see the in-laws this year. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, I can't.
Can't get there.
That's in-laws are all I'm going to be able to do because we had a five-day cruise planned. I've never been on a cruise. At the end of October, we had a trip to Mexico City, plus staying at a resort at the end of November planned.
You never cruised like at Bull Creek Park?
Yeah, just for dudes, man. had to cancel both of those.
Yeah.
And are now looking at, all right, well, what other plans, what trips could we do? I plan to take all of December off. I want to get out. I want to do something. I haven't traveled or done anything. Had to cancel my Vegas trip recently. The price from what it was when we booked these things in 2020, a year ago.
Made a huge change.
Huge.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have canceled any of this. So now the only thing I'm going to be able to do is go down to my in-laws in New Braunfels and hang out there. Luckily,
what is in-law stuff?
Luckily, they have a pool.
Well, so I guess, that. But isn't this a great time to just say, look, there were no flights to New Braunfels, but lo and behold, tons of flights to Las Vegas. I don't know how it worked out.
I'm so sorry.
We're forced to go to Las Vegas for Christmas.
It was just not my fault. Good. So cheap. Yeah, bet it
so
all
so convenient.
Black.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Important question about the family of the person that you are romantically involved with. Okay?
Yeah.
Because we just were talking about how it's impossible to travel maybe this holiday if you don't already have your plans set up. And you were saying, oh, yeah, I'm
probably stuck with the...
You're probably stuck with your in-laws.
Yeah.
But your in-laws aren't your in-laws yet.
No,
and here's my important question, kind of, is... Do you have any obligation to hang out with the in-laws before they're your in-laws?
I mean, according to my fiance, yes.
I feel like maybe this is the time.
So.
This is the time. This is one of the last few holidays you get to spend with just your family before you have to get stretched all across the country. I'm not sure that you need to go see your in-laws at all. Your future in-laws, whatever they are, they may never even become your in-laws at this rate.
They've got a pool and they've always got liquor and good beer.
So
there's a reason to go, but yeah, I'm not going to go home to Amarillo to see my family. That city is a
trash.
Miserable hellhole.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as Lubbock, but it's pretty bad. It's up there. I've always kind of stayed home alone during the holidays because I've worked in the service industry
right.
or in radio where you always have events. So I'm used to spending them by myself. My fiance is the exact opposite. She's very big family oriented for every GD holiday. I mean, Mother's
hey,
Day,
look, be family
Father's
oriented,
Day.
But
yeah, but I mean, it does get to point.
Am I way off base on this one?
No, because like,
because I feel like part of the advice I should be giving you is, hey, man, the right thing to do by your girl is to make sure to go to the in-laws, but you've already gone to the in-laws for other stuff. What I'm saying is, on the holiday, maybe you get to say no.
I'm gonna go to the strippy.
What? Well, I don't have to be a jerk about it, but I'm just thinking about my own relationship. I think I took off. I didn't go see my in-laws until I was married, and they were my in-laws because it was like we should go see our own families because we're not married yet.
Or stay home alone.
I'm not kidding.
I love staying home alone during the holidays. I would always cook a giant feast, take drugs, drink alcohol. Sit around. I also have had roommates my entire life, so it was nice not to have roommates in a house and just be alone, do whatever the hell I want.
Because of that's when I was really heavily touring, is right before I got married. And so I was always on the road, Christmas and New Year's.
In some sad comedy hotel adjacent to...
It was always sad, but, I mean, the dollars I would bring down... I could make 25% of my yearly income in those 2 weekends alone.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Huge money. And so I was like, told my wife, I was like, I'm going on the road. Now, is it depressing to eat jalapeno poppers out of a red plastic bin while everyone else is on Instagram is posting pictures of kisses and ball drops and all that?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm here alone.
Yeah.
I'm making other people have a good night. Yeah, it's kind of depressing. But then they bring you a check. For like 10 grand, and you're like, it's not that depressing.
I'm happy.
Not that depressing at all.
No, once you look at that green, feel a lot better about it.
I'm going to see your fiance tonight. She's probably going to be pissed off at me for having this conversation with you.
Yeah.
I'm interested what other people out there have to say. You can reach out to us, Just Matt and CJ, online. You can give us a ring if you want to. What's our phone number here?
512-835-1015.
835-1015.
Yeah.
You can call. I have a feeling women see this differently than men do.
Absolutely. I can tell you right now just from my experiences of like, wait, why do we have to go celebrate Arbor Day with your parents? That doesn't make sense.
Well,
doing what?
At least they have a pool and liquor.
There you go. little bit of happiness.
My in-laws have sadness. That's it.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
There's a new way to get a buzz.
Oh, fantastic. I'm running out of ways.
Well, now you can try something new that apparently the kids overseas are into.
Oh, like Europe?
Yeah.
Oh, I like to be fancy and I like to be refined. So
it's like drinking champagne from the Champagne region in France.
Right.
It's,
or they have those charcuterie boards where you have the salami
the cheese,
the charcuterie boards. Mm-hmm. I like that. Or hors d'oeuvres, whatever. I'm all about that. Crudites.
The snails they eat.
Man, I love to be fancy. I love to be fancy. So I'm assuming this is some kind of specialized. Are we looking at whiskey, high-end, aged? What is this?
Some kind of hookah. No, it's actually, are you familiar with the pouches that you get with like Skold tobacco? You know what I mean? The nicotine pouches.
Copenhagen, I actually just cut tobacco leaf straight from the field.
And chew on it?
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Man, you're such an Austin hipster, man.
I know, I'm super hipster.
So you have the tobacco pouches. They're supposed to go in your lip.
Right.
You can put two in, get you a nice little buzz that way.
Woo!
But they're not putting them in their mouths. They're putting them in other places, two of them. So I'm going to give you some guesses. Where do you think someone might be putting something to get a buzz?
Well, there's really only two solutions here, and it's, I mean, I'm guessing it's the doo-doo hole.
Yes.
As one of them.
Yes, correct.
And then our ladies using the front butt as well?
Not exactly. This seems to be more of a trend with dudes, and
I'm confused. There's no way it's going in the pee hole.
It's going in the pee hole or in the foreskin.
In the foreskin?
In the foreskin.
We can't do that. I cannot do that.
According to Insider.com, people are stuffing nicotine pouches into their anus and foreskin because it causes a really good buzz. However, health officials are warning against the trend, saying it can lead to swelling, burning, and damaged skin.
I think swelling and burning are actually kind of good sensations if you're talking about that. I think this is once again another example of how a lot of us who were mutilated over here in the West are cheated out.
Missing out on another way to get high.
Yeah, I had my turtleneck removed at birth.
Sliced.
Yeah. What about you?
You can still try the pee hole.
I am not putting paper in there.
I mean, you might be able to even cut it and use the literal nicotine. Because here's the thing. There was articles years ago about students bonging vodka in their rectums, which is very dangerous.
That's different than
gives you the buzz quicker. Well, the TT hole and the back hole, as we can say on radio, it causes it to absorb into your bloodstream a lot faster, thus giving you the better buzz.
You've recommended like three times now the TT hole, and I am going to guess that this means that you have never had a full battery of STD checks.
Oh, no. I went to Texas State University, my friend. It was regular to have that Q-tip shoved deep down into your hole, swabbed around. You think the COVID tests are bad?
Every time I would see, this is when people would complain, especially ladies, about the COVID test and how terrible and invasive. Look, I don't want to be a woman. Women have so many other tests that are brutal, and it's crappier, I think, body-wise, to be a woman when you're talking about medicine. And I think we can prove that. But I will say that the one thing is that the old swab test there is no walk in the park.
No, it's absolutely painful.
Yeah.
But it's weird that people will do stuff to get a buzz, to get a high. Like, I remember as a kid, the game we would play was like the pass-out game, where you would hold your breath, or take deep breaths, stand up and hold your neck real quick,
right,
and you'd get real starry
and dizzy and kind of
feel weird.
Very adult move.
Yes, there was a weed that grew around my neighborhood called, like, gypsum or ginsum, something stupid like that, but the rumor was if you dried it out and smoked it, it would get you high.
Wild lettuce?
Of course it didn't.
No,
whatever this was in our neighborhood didn't get you high. You just coughed a lot because you were basically smoking lawn clippings.
Right.
But we would go through the pain to cut up an aluminum can, put little tiny holes in it, and dry out and smoke a freaking weed that grew on the side of the road because you love to get high.
Can I say that picking something random off the side of the road, drying it out, making a homemade can pipe, still, to me, as nutty as that sounds now as an adult, still seems like a better idea than putting that can in your pee hole. I would like to go on record. Kids,
yes.
Keep things out of the... No, not in that hole.
So tobacco pouches, much like these nuts, belong on Matt's chin.
You're not an adult. It's not even how you do it.
101X, Matt and CJ.
Something is going on with the kids.
The youth, they're bad.
The youth are all right, but another one of these stories. We talked briefly yesterday about the coal rolling story out of Waller, which is just outside of Houston.
Yeah, and can you explain what coal rolling is?
I'm going to do that right now.
Thank you.
Usually a diesel vehicles is the easiest way to do it. And you can set it into neutral. You just jam the hell out of the gas and you throw a huge, thick plume of black smoke.
Yeah. And it's easy to find coal roller videos on the internet. You see them all the time. People do them at, if there's some hippies out protesting, it's a good way to set them straight. If you're just wanting to prank friends at school, there's a lot of videos of coal rolling.
Right, and we talked earlier about the kids going crazy at the Six Flags. And by the way, guess what? That's today's theme. There are more kids going crazy stories coming up. But this kid out of Waller decided to coal roll a couple of guys on a bike. And they all got coal rolled. And then he decided to coal roll the next group, but he lost control of his truck and he ran over six bikers.
All of them had to go to the hospital, right?
Five of the six had to go to the hospital. Two of them had to be life-flighted because they had severe injuries. Well, after we talked about it briefly, I went to go look back into more information. And the kid is not being arrested. Which I don't get. I mean, I understand saying, hey, it's a kid. It's a learning opportunity.
You sent people to the hospital, dude.
By being a
Richard.
Yeah, it wasn't like this kid was being... So I started looking into the story, and it turns out there have been multiple deaths in the Waller area. Cars hitting bikes and no one's being arrested. And then the more research I did today, I found out that there have been multiple Facebook groups where people are talking about what a pain in the ass all the Houston cyclists are coming out here. So what's happening is this community has decided, cyclists are like, we can't cycle inside of Houston. It's too dangerous. We'll go out to the country. And then these country folk just don't like seeing cyclists for whatever reason.
Get them bikes out of here. Hippie.
Did you say bikes?
Bikes.
Sorry, some of my head hurt. I mean, it still would have worked for that area of the country.
Yeah.
But, I think it's, it's a story. Isn't it? We're not story people. We're not journalists here.
No.
We literally just spent 15 minutes talking about pee holes a little bit ago. We're not journalists. But I feel like this is one of those, Texas Monthly stories.
Yeah, where people are kind of just sweeping something under the rug because they're like, hey, take that, city folk. How dare you come ride on our streets with your tight pants?
I have made a living off of making fun of people, especially cyclists who get dressed like they're in the Tour de France.
Armstrong wannabes.
To ride on the weekend.
And that was in Austin. Still kind of is.
In their clippity-cloppity shoes or whatever, and I get annoyed by it, right? But they have a right to exist.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever been going down Lamar in... peak traffic and then finally pass that bicycle only for them to catch up with you at a light and get ahead and then you're slowly waiting until the chance to safely get by?
There's a lesson to learn there, which is being on a bicycle is a way faster way to get around this city.
Yeah.
I used to bike a lot. I have no hatred. But the fact that the sheriff is like, no, we're not going to arrest him. It's no big deal. It's like the dude, if a 16-year-old pointed a gun at you to scare you and then accidentally pulled the trigger and hit you in the head and you lived.
Attempted manslaughter.
You he can't just argue like, oh, my bad.
Oh, shucks.
And he ran a Super Duty truck down on
yeah,
him.
Oh, yeah. We should mention this was a giant truck. One's probably with testicles hanging off the back of it.
Hey. Let's not judge testicles on trucks. There's a place for them. It's on your chin.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
The police showed up at my house. Update on that story, which we talked about a couple weeks back.
Yeah, you talked about it. Was it a couple weeks? How long ago was it?
A couple weeks back.
Was it really?
Yeah, you do not understand time.
I don't. I remember that you said that police showed up and that you were high.
Yes.
And then the police came to talk to you and you were confused and didn't know what to say. And then yes. They finally said, oh, someone robbed somebody at gunpoint in front of your house. Can we look at your Ring camera? And you were like, when? And they were like, you know, 30 minutes ago. And you were like, oh, that must have been quiet. And like, no, they shot the gun and everything. And yeah. You were like, oh, wow.
Okay. You nailed the details of the story. A detective showed up at our house. Didn't get to talk to him right away. Saw that on the Ring doorbell, got a business card, and my fiance called him and has an update. Youth gone wild.
More youth gone wild.
He said that three young guys had done 10.
Are they hooligans by any chance?
Didn't list that.
Okay.
Just some salt of the earth young Austin teens running around the neighborhood having...
Any possibility to use the term ne'er-do-well?
Ne'er-do-well would work perfectly.
Rapscallion?
Yeah. Well, these little tykes just misled. They've done 10 to 12 robberies in 3 days. Gas stations, food trucks, carjackings, and sup, apparently player? They've been... pretty damn drugged up during this whole 3-day crime spree. So that happened right in front of our house.
Right.
I mentioned that my front door was open.
Yeah, it was fairly brazen.
Which I usually don't do. It was unlocked.
Right.
I was on the couch high listening to music in my headphones. My fiance was asked to send some Ring doorbell video, which I already went through. The only thing we can see are the headlights of the vehicle being stolen. Or of the vehicle they were using. Well, I forgot that we have a Ring doorbell camera that we got as a gift in the backyard. And I would like to tell you what she discovered checking that Ring doorbell camera out back around 10:30, right before this happened. One CJ Morgan, wearing headphones, clearly a little impaired and barefoot, wanders out to his car. Wanders to grab the trash cans and brings those both inside, leaves the gate open, wanders back outside, grabs the little smaller trash can that I forgot about, wanders back in the yard and closes it.
And then three youths walk by?
A car with its lights off drove past me, circled around, drove past me again, and then disappears from frame.
I love that they were like, let's get that dude. And then another guy in the car was like, nah, man, that guy's too fast.
He's way too heavy. We can't do that.
We can't attack a guy that big. Anyway, he'll just fall on us and then we're doomed.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Where are the best tacos in Texas?
I'm going to guess.
Don't guess just yet. A new article is out letting us know where they say you can find the best tacos in Texas. And I found out about this through the San Antonio Current, which is the newspaper. And I was reading because I'm doing a little research for Talktober, which starts
Friday.
Yeah. In fact, I just landed. I just secured the Talktober social accounts.
Good.
And hell of yeah. Course, if you don't know and you haven't heard about Talktober for about 10 years, I've been talking with CJ about the idea that I want to eat a taco at every meal. Every single meal for every single day of October. Talktober.
93 tacos.
And in a second, I'll get to some options I have for our listeners.
Good.
But let's talk a little bit about this list.
Best places, I'm guessing.
San Antonio is not happy because they came in at number 4, which I think is ludicrous.
Oh.
I think is insane because I love dunking on San Antonio whenever I can because it's fun to do. But calling San Antonio number 4 for tacos is kind of nuts. My assumption was, well, it must be because the top cities maybe are in the valley?
Yeah.
On the border?
Or Pampa, Borger.
Here are some of the cities that scored above San Antonio. Coming in at number three, Dallas, Texas.
Oh, dude. No way.
You know San Antonio's losing their mind.
Yeah.
San Antonio is losing their mind. Coming in at number two, are you ready? We don't have timpani over here, do we? Let's make a note for Spenny. I need timpani. Coming in at number two, and you know what? This makes sense, because when I think of this town, I think of the rich Latino influence, the Tex-Mex influence especially, and it makes sense. But at number two, Round Rock, Texas.
I would think of donuts. There's that tower. What else? The Round Rock itself, but Mexican
also
food.
Also,
Round Rock, Texas. Got to be one of the whitest cities in Texas.
At number one is Austin, Texas. Oh, so, Austin, you can celebrate if you want to. And we have great tacos here, anywhere from authentic to dirtbag to everything. But, I mean, Cedar Park comes in sixth.
That's rough. There was a big deal a couple of years ago about San Antonio beefing with Austin at a taco contest or something like that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well, because an article came out that called Austin the home of the breakfast taco, and San Antonio was like, we literally invented the breakfast taco.
I'm skinny in San Antonio. Did you know that?
Here's some fun things. Coming in at 93 is Harlingen, Texas. The last 10 are Weslaco, which is in the valley, Harlingen, which is in the valley, Del Rio, Edinburgh. Now, Huntsville, Texas is at the very bottom of the list, and they deserve to be.
Is this one of those Austin Monthly articles written by a white millennial
it doesn't matter what your background is. As a journalist, you can write about these things. Now, come on. This is actually from, I think, one of the better journalism platforms out there. It's from lawnstarter.com.
Okay.
Whatever that is.
You can trust them.
Whatever that is. Anyway, I think Lawn Starter is very wrong. Does that mean I am not going to contact my friends in San Antonio and dunk on them with this? Absolutely doesn't mean that. The overall score for San Antonio was 44.89 when it comes to tacos. In Austin, Texas, the overall score was 76.25. Next closest score was 47.68. We dunked on everyone.
Take that, San Antonio.
I'm assuming Lawn
Tacos taste like ass.
No, they're actually really good. Speaking of Talktober, we have landed some of those things. I'll get to some of those social sites. I'll get to those. But here are four options I've come up with for folks, okay?
Okay.
I know not everybody's going to follow me in my trip to eat a different taco for every meal for 31 straight days.
Mm-hmm. That is a lot of work.
Yes.
And can be expensive.
You have decided you're going to have at least one taco a day.
One taco a day. I'm going to make it simple.
Right.
Not going to stress out about it. That's easy. I can do that.
So there is the option of 93 tacos. There's the option of having two tacos a day. And there's the option that you have of having one taco a day.
Every day.
I think there can also be the option of just eating 31 tacos during the month, which really just means like 10 times during the month you'll have, because everybody eats three tacos, right?
Yeah. So you're saying if you go to a good little food trailer, you get you a barbacoa, an El Pastor, and then maybe even a breakfast taco. So you're saying like that would count as three if it's from the same place. As long as they're different tacos, or could it just be three crispy beef tacos?
Did you just say O Pastor?
El Pastor.
El
Pastor.
Gringo.
Cállate, güey.
No mames, güey. I think we can have four different ways that you can participate along with Talktober.
Okay, and we want you to do it for sure. In fact, up on 101X's Facebook page, we already got some suggestions coming in because I also want to try a bunch of different places.
Do not be slow with your suggestions for Talktober, my friends.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
There's a new trend at BYU. It's called jump humping.
Jump humping?
Jump humping.
And I think because of the word humping, I'm assuming this trend involves some kind of sexual activity?
Yes, your ears and pants have clearly perked up. BYU is known for a lot of things. You know, decent football team.
Is that the end of the list?
Yeah, I guess that's all I can think
of. We should say, if people don't know, BYU is a Brigham Young University. Brigham Young, the second founder of the Mormon Church.
Yep, the second guy in charge. Are you familiar with what preceded jump humping with something called soaking?
I am familiar with soaking. I remember soaking. Soaking, if I can remember, is... And to explain it,
I'm going, hey, explain it how we can on radio.
Okay. This is if you were to take a cucumber and then place a cucumber into a glass of water, but you wouldn't move the cucumber in and out of the glass of water at all. There'd be no reason. You would just set the cucumber in the glass of water because maybe it feels good for the cucumber to be in the glass of water.
Yes.
But to move the cucumber in any what would be against the laws of the produce gods.
You nailed it.
Thank you.
So BYU students have been doing just what you said to not violate the rules of their produce gods.
In their minds, somehow, by not moving your body, God's okay with that?
Yes.
So one in, one out.
You don't move.
That's not a problem.
It doesn't sound like a lot of fun, though. You're just sitting there, not doing anything. Well,
have you ever been really horned up in 18?
Yeah.
You'll come up with a lot of excuses in your head.
Anything
right?
To do mental gymnastics to get to where you can hopefully get a little bit game of stick it in ski. But again, this is a heavily religious school. You don't want to get in trouble.
Sure.
You don't want to violate anything. They've added another step to that called jump humping, which now includes a third party.
Okay, so jump humping is, when you say another step, it's the same steps of soaking. Is that where I'm beginning?
Yes, you start with the soak.
Okay.
And as the soak is going on, you have a buddy, maybe it's a roommate, maybe it's a family member, start jumping up and down on the bed that you're soaking in. And so you're not moving. The person you're soaking with isn't moving. So you're still not violating anything. You're not in trouble. The person jumps up on the bed, and other than just the cucumber sitting in the water, creates a little friction, creates a little movement. Maybe it's a little more fun for the cucumber to ride the wave than just sit there holding still.
Wait a minute. So the idea is, in order to avoid God's wrath and the wrath of preachers,
you cannot have sex, rule number one.
Okay.
No
but
sex.
So now I'm just soaking, and then I'm not doing the work. Someone
holding very
else
still.
Is doing the work. But in order to be more chaste and pure, I'm inviting a third person into the room?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm assuming this is generally a friend?
I mean...
If a friend's not available, can I call my mom? Can she come to college and jump on the bed?
You know how there's like TaskRabbit and services like that? There might actually be something at BYU to where you can just get online, find an app for soaking, for jumping. If not, we need to invent it.
Hi, this is Soak Supply. How can I help direct your call?
Two jumpers needed, please.
Will do, right away.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Looking forward to it, CJ. Our first ACL to work together.
Yeah, we're going to be broadcasting backstage, sipping cocktails.
That's right, and I'm very excited about it. Plus, I'm a little concerned because we've had this nice, like, 85-degree weather.
Yeah.
Today really kicked in with the mid-90s.
Yeah, we kind of call it false fall.
Okay, but my fingers are crossed that it still could be really, really, really beautiful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like tonight, but look at it. It's crystal clear out there right now.
Yeah.
Crystal clear. Maybe tonight we'll get another one of those nights where it ends up being like 50-some-odd degrees and, you know, gets down there and kind of is beautiful. Do you have a weather report for tonight?
Yeah, let's check that for all the people enjoying the day out. Maybe setting up tents, preparing the stage,
well,
getting ready for the big fest.
They're putting the whole grounds together, and the only thing that really matters is that we have nice weather between now and Friday so that those grounds are pristine we get
it's
out there on
right?
Friday. Yeah. What do we have for tonight? What's happening tonight?
Pull up this weather report.
The main concerns this evening and overnight will be heavy rainfall, strong gusts. We're talking 30 to 40 miles per hour possible here, and also some possible hail.
So we're kicking off ACLFS week with hail and strong wind gusts, which go perfect with tents and rigging and stages. And
I did see, and this should make us feel a little better, that they're really only expecting around 3 inches of rain tonight.
Okay.
So, won't be a big deal. 3 inches, really, would, I mean, that'd put your fiance in a great mood.
Double the size of your pecker.
I made the joke first. You can't come back at me with the same joke I made
to
you.
See, I made the joke that you're sleeping with her, and that would make her happier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's no big deal, though. There'll be plenty of time for the 3 inches of rain to dry out. It'll be beautiful by the time we get out there.
Yes.
We're getting to interview probably Modest Mouse. That'll be cool.
Modest Mouse is set up. We've got several other bands, yeah.
Here's actually the nice thing. The rain comes through, but when the rain comes through tonight with all the hail and everything, it blows out of the way. And what comes right behind it? Crystal clear skies. And then what are we looking for this weekend?
This is your ACL Music Festival forecast for weekend one. Anywhere from a 30 to 80% chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. Your 7-day forecast shows that as the rain chances go up, our temperatures certainly go down.
Just a double whammy. And I mean, in my decade plus of working that festival, the rain is not fun.
No.
Because it gets muddy, it gets choppy. You have clumps of dead grass and mud that just stick to you everywhere. It can get gross. And when it stops raining and the sun comes out, then suddenly the humidity goes through the roof. It's hot. It's even more sweaty. And it smells like a swamp.
Yeah. So I heard all that and I decided to pivot. And I'm like, you know what I need are going to be some really good rain boots to get out there, because it does turn into kind of an S show. And I mean, literally sometimes the Dillo dirt is everywhere and it's literally poop water. Guess what country is really bad? Guess where we make most of our rain boots?
Oh, China.
Correct.
Okay.
What country currently can we not get stuff from because the shipping containers aren't available?
Let me see.
I looked up rain boots, and they're like Prime for Amazon Prime boots. I was like, oh, sweet, I'll just Prime them. That'll be fine.
Yeah,
they'll
be
get here
tomorrow.
Right. With Prime, you're looking at a November delivery right now for rain boots.
Well, we're giving you a hot tip if you haven't, because do you remember the big rain year 2009?
Sure.
2013. Every Walmart from Kyle to Jarrell was sold out of rain boots.
Hey, could you do me a favor?
Tarps, out
could
of all that stuff.
Could you shut up about this right now until tomorrow? Don't announce it on air. You just let 6 or 7 people know.
Wait till tomorrow to get your rain boots. Let Matt Bearden do them first.
Yes, let me go first, please. My feet are dainty.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Devious licks. When I say devious licks, what is it?
Pornhub category.
Does sound, maybe, or a crazy new ice cream shop. Mm-hmm. But in keeping with today's theme of the show, which is what's up with the youth?
Youth gone wild.
Devious licks is a new trend going on TikTok. And if you're out there and you're a parent of a middle schooler in the Austin area, you probably already know about devious licks. It's weird to say, yeah, I've got a young child, so I know about devious
all
licks.
All about them.
It sounds creepy. Devious licks is a trend going on right now on TikTok that encourages other youth, if you will, to go into the bathrooms of their middle schools and vandalize the holy hell out of them. steal soap dispensers, take all the toilet paper, knock the sinks off the wall, whatever you can.
For a moment there, I thought you were going to say something a little more disgusting, less destructive. Devious licks, they just dare each other, lick a sink, lick the top of a commode, and then just get grosser and grosser.
Yeah, I don't know the full etymology of the term, but also, like, you know those yellow signs that say piso mojado or slippery?
Yes.
You know, a warning?
Cuidado.
Stealing those. So here's where the problem is, okay? Ha-ha, trend, whatever. Apparently the trend has taken off so much. My daughter's informed me that she can't go to the bathroom during certain periods of the day because the bathrooms are currently being locked at her school.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. So talk about a stupid internet trend hitting home.
Well, when she told me, I thought, this is idiotic, and I bet my daughter is making this up, because sometimes kids come home.
Exaggerate,
and I'm like, they didn't lock the bathroom. What happened is she means that she wanted to go there, and they said, the bathroom, no, you can't use this bathroom, you got to use the one on the other side of the hall, you know, something like that. Well, then I started researching. I mean, I didn't start researching. It came up today in my news feed that a couple of school districts are getting in trouble because they are shutting down the bathrooms. Now, the parents are saying, you can't make my kid not
hold it in.
Hold it in all day. And we're talking about Tinkle, because no one's number twoing in middle school. I can tell you that right now. That's a way.
Brutal.
That's the way to get made fun of for the rest of your college, I mean,
maybe
high school
career.
Maybe even
get an ass kicking.
Yeah, you do not. Whatever you do not sit, at least in a men's room, you do not.
And if you really have to, you hold your feet up so no one knows you're in there.
Must be nice. The middle school I went to didn't have doors and also did not have full-size walls. So when you sat,
you were just in view.
Your shoulder and your head were sitting.
Oh,
you looked like
miserable.
A chicken in a chicken coop popping out
that
a little
miserable.
Egg.
Miserable.
It was miserable. Because if you try, you know, you would try to sneak out of class to get down there. But if anybody else walked in there, they were like, look at you. Look at you in the most vulnerable state a human being could possibly be in. Oh, let's do this. Kids aren't already in a vulnerable state in middle school. No one ever has a hard time adjusting to middle school. So anyway, the devious licks trend is going on. I don't know what the cure is. They're telling kids, please don't steal and break everything.
Oh, well, good news. I just saw an article came up from a news station in San Antonio that says devious licks trend is being discouraged in schools. So that'll work. It's being discouraged.
This is one of those things where I want to roll my eyes at it and say, like, there are no kids wilding. There were like 6 or 7 kids who spanked somebody in Vegas, and now we have to say, is this new trend happening?
Yeah, the Tide Pod thing. Maybe one person did it. Maybe no one did. Or the penny and fork in the electric socket. Probably no one did that, but it became a hot news topic.
Right.
Everyone's doing it.
And I don't even know how much this is happening. But I will say the reality is adults are freaking out, and now our kids can't pee.
That's such a bummer. Where are you going to go? Your pants? Outside the window? Nope. Hold it in.
101X. Matt and CJ.
Caller, what's going on?
Hey, so I just heard y'all talking on the radio about the devious licks challenge.
Yes.
I was going to tell you, there's actually a whole lot more to that.
What is it?
I'm a teacher over at Pflugerville, and basically they're having a lot of problems locally with the kids actually, you know, not only damaging the bathrooms, but stealing a lot of stuff out of the teachers' rooms. And it's happening at a lot of the local school districts. I've also got some friends that work over in Round Rock. It's happening there too. So it's not just made up. It's actually happening quite a bit around a lot of the local schools. The new challenge for October, they've got a whole list for every month, is going to be to slap a teacher or a staff member.
Oh, that's not good.
Who's behind? Are the Russians behind this?
I don't know, man, but it sucks because it's like we don't have enough to contend with already, and now we're having to.
What are you talking about?
This.
All you have to deal with is COVID. Middle schoolers, the TEA. What's the problem?
Everything's kosher.
Nothing at all. But yeah, just wanted to tell you, it's actually probably going to get a lot worse if we start seeing some stuff with the kids. You know.
Do you have any idea as to why kids are suddenly responding to this challenge in a way they haven't responded to other stuff?
If you really think about it, these kids, like, let's talk middle school. A sixth grader hasn't had a normal school year since third grade.
Yeah,
fourth grade. So, I mean, we're talking 2 years where they really haven't had good social skills and haven't really been around people. So, and it's just social media, too. They're totally trying to get it for the likes, you know?
I feel that.
All right. Well, hang in there. Call us back after you get slapped, okay?
That kid's going down for assault.
Hell yeah.
Hey, did you say the challenge is to slap a teacher or to spank a teacher?
I've seen different ones. There's some lists that say it's to slap. It's to slap the ass. So
I mean,
it could be either.
Are you 100% opposed to a spanking?
Yes. Especially from like a 6th or 7th grader. Yes.
Yes, yeah.
What if I take you out for dinner and wine?
Sorry.
Love the laugh. Thank you.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
New list just came out, or listicle, ranking the top sexiest destinations you can travel to. And it is at once predictable and also...
sexy?
Confusing.
Okay.
Which I guess you could say the same thing about sex in general.
They're very confusing. Whenever you get a hotel, do you always think to yourself, like, oh, this is going to be a sex weekend? Do you have that?
No, because I've been married for a while, and I know there the practical. No. I know the practical nature to that.
Oh, damn it!
Just, I'm in trouble now. I hope nobody's listening. I will give you a couple topping the list. I know you're not supposed to start at the top. You're supposed to count down, but it's an obvious choice. Amsterdam, in the Netherlands. Says here, and it's no surprise, Amsterdam comes up on top. A radical approach to sex tourism.
Drugs.
Renowned for their famed red light district. Exactly. A lot of sex to be had there. They went and they judged these locations on a lot of things. One was just like sex education in the country. Friendliness towards LGBTQ+. Open-mindedness of residents, you know. So obviously... it's mainly secular countries. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Saudi Arabia wasn't going to come up the top of the list.
Qatar.
Yeah.
Probably not going to make it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there's a couple of things on here. Like at number four, a place I've always wanted to go, Reykjavik, Iceland.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go to Iceland.
Yeah. It says there they topped the charts by a long way, being the most sexually adventurous culture in the West. Broad range of previous experiences, desire to be more open-minded with new experiences.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's a place to go and open up the Tinder app.
Yeah, they've got those, you know, the hot springs everywhere.
be a lot hotter.
Icelandians?
Are you okay?
What do we call them? They're known to party hard.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, Bjork did attack all those reporters, so there's that going for her. America did make the list. You might be wondering, hey, did the USA make any of the sexiest?
Miami?
Miami's a great guess.
Yeah.
Great guess. Obviously, by me saying it's a great guess, you're also knowing that it's probably
incorrect.
Not the place. Yeah. But Miami would be a great guess. Thongs. Very skimpy bikinis.
Tans.
Hot Latin rhythms going into the late night, drinking.
Big booties.
Oh, yeah. But it was not there. Would you like to take a second guess, please?
Let's say Yorktown, Ohio.
Come on, be serious, man.
Okay. Buffalo, New York.
You're not being serious, and you're ruining the fun of this. It could be Sin City.
San Francisco. Yeah.
New York. But you wanted to go for the joke.
That wasn't a joke.
You thought it was Buffalo, New York.
I like them thick, Midwestern, upper Northeast women.
Well, by going for the joke, you ruined the joke. The only U.S. city to make the list was Burlington, Vermont.
Okay.
Because
I did ruin the joke.
Yeah. Nothing's hotter than a chicken Birkenstocks, I guess.
Yeah.
It says not only is Vermont recognized as one of the most LGBTQ-positive states, it's also ranked pretty high in other areas, such as fourth for searches for sex toys. Burlington is a buzzing, forward-thinking metropolitan area in beautiful surroundings.
On the old French-Canadian beaver trading route.
Who are the two most popular and well-known people from Burlington, Vermont?
Bernie Sanders and his wife.
I was going to say Ben and Jerry.
Yeah.
But we've now named four people, and none of them make the flagpole rise.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So I don't know who put this list together, okay? But just a bunch of old white guys in mittens. And is that somebody's kink?
So this is just going to become the new honeymoon town. Screw Vegas. Screw Hawaii could have even been somewhere on that list. I mean, gorgeous sunsets and everything. But if you're planning your honeymoon, probably costs a lot less, too, just to fly to Burlington, Vermont.
That actually could be their new saying. Screw Burlington.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
We're going to do some St. Vincent trivia for a pair of tickets to see the ACL Fest late night show with St. Vincent at the ACL Live Moody Theater this Friday. 512-835-1015. Go ahead and call in now. Speaking of ACL Fest, Matt, you and I are going to be down there in the thick of it, backstage. Media lounge.
It will certainly be the thick of it when the two of us arrive.
We're going to be interviewing a lot of cool artists. I know Modest Mouse is on the list. I'm pretty sure Miley Cyrus is going to stop by. George Strait's going to hang with us. Probably Duran and Duran. But this is my first year working for this station and doing like the big name interviews.
Okay.
Usually for me, it's been my buddies that play in Austin bands,
right,
that might not even be playing the festival. They're just working security.
Sure.
It's been, you know, comedians that are hanging out around seeing stuff. Never the big bands. And I get a little nervous about that. I don't know what questions to ask because I don't want to be the way too goofy, not serious guy, but I also don't want to be like, yes, so tell me the inspiration for your first album. Kind of KUTX crap. I don't like doing that. What's our vibe going to be?
I would just ask them if they like dragons, but only so that you can try to ask if you, hey, would you like me to
dragon these nuts across your chin?
I would just try to these nuts the stars and as hard as possible.
And then just turn the mics off. Hey, guys, thanks for stopping by. Take a quick picture with them.
Do you know how many interviews these people do?
A ton. And this is also the last, like, festival circuit of the season. So
I've done media days before, and they're always exhausted, and they don't want to talk to you. Are you asking for a serious reply, or are you killing time?
I think you've nailed it. I am killing time. But one of the things that's helped me is I've come up with a lineup of kind of silly questions.
No.
But they always seem
You should have zero questions in an interview.
Why? That's...
Because you're having a conversation.
Yeah, you're having a conversation, but have you ever interviewed a band?
Yeah. I interviewed Alice Cooper 2 weeks ago. And no one even told me I was going to interview him. He called. I answered the phone, and they were like, "This is Alice Cooper." And I was like, okay. And it turned out to actually be Alice Cooper. But I talked to him for a half hour. Because I had a conversation.
That's a little different. That's Alice Cooper. When you're talking to someone who's up and coming, they think they're hot S. It's very difficult to sometimes get things out of them or have that conversation. So you got to lead it. You got to ask questions. You got to do that sort of thing.
You don't.
And one of my favorite is, what is the dumbest instrument? And it sounds stupid. It sounds simple, but it's the one question out of everything I've ever asked that has thrown someone off, made him think, made him give a good answer. And when I interviewed St. Vincent, I asked her what the dumbest instrument is.
Your wang?
Today... Close. I thought today we would see if these callers have been paying attention to my interviews.
Okay.
Looking at our YouTube and seeing if they know. Caller, how's it going?
Well, apparently not.
You're doing good.
No, already bailing on that. They heard that you're there. They were like, I don't want this.
Caller, what's going on? Caller.
are you starting to feel the panic?
A little bit. Caller, what's going on? How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear us? You doing good? You having all right day?
Yep, just got off work, so I'm good.
Okay, well, now your chance to win tickets. I asked St. Vincent, Annie Clark, a well-renowned, respected musician, the dumbest question, which is, what is the dumbest instrument? Did she say the banjo, the triangle, the piccolo, or the keytar?
I'm going to guess the triangle.
All right, let's see what this genius musician told me on 101X is the dumbest instrument.
I apologize, and I will preface this by saying that I have ears that are very sensitive to high-end frequencies. Okay, so let me just put that out there. So this is not a moral judgment. It's just simply the way that my ears perceive EQ. A piccolo flute.
Oh, so sorry, man. Don't worry, we're going to put you on hold. We've got a backup prize for you, so don't go anywhere. That's how that response has gone with everyone I've asked. They've thought it out. They've talked for at least 30 seconds to a minute. The only time I got a look like I want to effing kill you, dude, is when I was talking with the Black Keys.
Yeah. Because,
you know, they take things... very serious, but they're also very sarcastic. And Pat Carney just goes, the guitar, dude. Duh. Interview ended there.
Yeah. All interviews should be ending immediately.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
CJ, you got yourself a remote tomorrow night.
Yeah.
At Nomad.
That's where we get to hang out with the humans.
Nomad.
In person.
Right off of Cameron there. And you're doing it as kind of a specialty thing. You're doing a giveaway.
Yeah. To an artist that I know you absolutely love. Machine Gun Willie.
That's right. No, it's Machine Gun Kelly.
Kelly.
Giveaway.
MGK.
And you can come get registered for those tickets. A quick question for you. What time?
Carbach on special.
Is that remote tomorrow night?
7 to 9 p.m.
7 to 9. Here's a cool thing. I've been asked, and I may be able to join you at that remote. Work may have me go out there, and then we can meet the people.
Double hang. I love it.
So exciting. Nothing could go wrong. I'm really excited. You're going to have a big remote tomorrow night. Can I ask you another quick question, if you don't mind, CJ?
Yes.
You have a big dinner planned for your fiance for her birthday this week.
Yeah. It took a while to get a bunch of different people together. Her friends, some of our couple's friends, some of my friends. Got that all set up. Had to put a credit card down for a reservation.
Oh, wow.
Put a deposit down. So,
quick question. Can I ask you, what time is that big dinner scheduled for this week?
Let me check my calendar, go through my... that would be tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow?
No, you're supposed to hit the boom, 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 boom.
101X.
Oh, there we go.
Did you think we're done already? You're as good with sound effects. You are with making reservations.
I just realized that there's a bit of a cross over there.
Yeah, you have a remote going on at the same time as the birthday dinner for your fiance.
So I'm going to be hanging out at Nomad Bar, enjoying some Carbach, which will be on special, giving away tickets, hanging out with people. Quick question. My fiance gets annoyed with me and has in the past at times because I've hung out at a certain bar a little later than I said I was.
Called Nomad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, here's why she got annoyed with you, is that when you went to Nomad, you had maybe one more drink than you should have.
No, I just had one.
Okay. But you don't have to worry because you probably won't have any tomorrow because, I mean, there'll just be like a beer rep there and you're the radio guy and that person will be handing you free beers.
Box. Yeah. Yeah.
So it should be no problem that you are missing your fiance's birthday dinner and then you're going to show up with beer breath and like, hey, man.
At a fancy restaurant. Hey, guys. Wearing my 101X t-shirt, a pair of shorts and sandals, because, of course, the AC is still not working in this building.
Nope, not at all.
So we are leaving here in basically swim trunks and going directly to Nomad to hang, to party, to have a good time. And then, yes, I'll be going to a fancy restaurant to meet up with my fiance.
No fiance has ever, ever not enjoyed being made a second priority on her birthday. I'm just going to tell you that right now. It's never happened in the history of fiancés celebrating birthdays that they haven't been like, you know what? I hope that my mate, future mate for life, makes other plans.
Well, here's the deal, though. I don't know if you know this, but this weekend's ACL Fest, and I thought I would try to ask someone if maybe I could get her inside. So, you know, she'd be really happy to hang out with us at ACL Fest.
Yeah.
Which would be us working and not really being able to hang out or talk with her, but it's ACL Fest passes. That's a good birthday gift, right?
Does the station, I know we have a lot of sponsors.
Yeah.
Rambler Sparkling Water, which I'm like really excited about. You've got Honda.
Yeah.
Nile Maxwell. We have a lot of great sponsors. I don't know, because I'm still a little new over here, all the sponsor lists, but do we have a good divorce lawyer lined up already?
I'll have to get that set for next year.
Okay, I'm just saying,
sure.
You might want to start getting on track to get a discount, okay?
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 3 to 6, 101.